Blog Talk Radio.
Save you. The Holy Spirit is the other level that comes because you are saved. I hope you're understanding what I'm saying. It comes because you are saved. And saved is being delivered from a sinful life. Now, that's why you need the Holy Ghost to refill you, because when you get saved, you don't know everything. See, you got to learn how to walk with Jesus. You got to learn how to live for the Lord. The Holy Ghost comes and give you the power. See, some people say, well, I've been saved a long time, but it's so difficult to live that life. See, but you see, you got it wrong. See, the Holy Spirit comes to live it through you. See, that's why it's so difficult, because you've been trying to live it. And when you try to live it, it's a difficult thing. Very, very, very difficult, because you're dealing with the flesh. But if you let the Holy Spirit live it through you, then he helps you walk right. He helps you talk right. He helps you live right. He helps you do right. He helps you be right. He helps you give right. He helps you know right, see right. He helps you hear right. All these right things, because the Holy Ghost is right and the enemy is wrong. So when you get the Holy Ghost, let him live it through you, and you'll find that it's a wonderful and joyous thing to live for Jesus. You have so much fun living for the Lord. You think people in the world have fun? Oh, no, no, no. When you have the Holy Ghost inside of you, it's so much fun, because the Holy Ghost gives you joy unspeakable. Oh, my God, it gives you peace like you've never had in your whole life before. And it gives you hope. That's where that faith comes in, faith and hope. It gives you hope and faith that moves God. The Holy Ghost gives you all that. It will help have you believing that you can move mountains, because the Bible says if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain, and the mountain will even move. And so it comes all in this package with receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So I've dealt with what is being saved. Have you been saved since you believed? Then what is the Holy Ghost? John 14:26. What is the Holy Ghost? It is the comforter. It's the one who comforts you. The disciples needed comforting, because they saw their best friend. They saw their leader. They saw their role model being crucified. And they were distraught. Don't you think they needed comforting? My sister just lost her husband. I was there trying to comfort her, and other people in the room trying to comfort her. She was distraught. Why? Because she had gone through losing a loved one. So when the disciples lost Jesus, and they didn't remember that he was going to come back. That's why when the Holy Ghost failed, he comes to teach you and bring all things to your remembrance. And they needed comforting. And that's what you need. You need comforting. You're going through all kinds of situations. You're going through financial loss, and you need comforting. You've got bills stacked everywhere, and you need somebody to help you. He's the helper. And he will comfort you. You've been in a relationship, and something happened to it, and now it's destroyed. You need comforting. You were in a marriage for 10 years, and it's destroyed. You need comfort. See, all kinds of situations. You were sick in the hospital, and the doctor didn't even know what was wrong with you, but the Holy Ghost knew, and the Holy Ghost who lives inside of you brings healing virtue. Yeah, and he brings that and comforts you while you're being healed. See, you need the Holy Ghost. Okay, now what is the difference in getting saved and receiving the baptism? I explained that on the natural. There are different levels, but let me explain it in the spiritual. Acts 2:38, when Peter addressed that great crowd of people in Jerusalem, look at what the Holy Ghost is saying here through the Word of God. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus for the remission of sin. Now, that's the first thing. In other words, repent and be baptized. That's getting saved, being born again, whatever you want to call it. Amen. But you got to do that before you can get the Holy Ghost. And then it says, and. See, repent and be baptized, every one of you. And, that means in addition to that, or after you repent and be baptized, every one of you, it says, and after that, after you're saved, I hope you understand me. Then it says, you shall receive the gift. See, it's a gift of
Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
Father sent it.
Yeah. After you repent and be baptized, you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That clearly shows that there is a distinction between getting saved. Now, let me move on further, because I know some of you haven't gotten the later points here. I could stay there a while, but I'm going to move on. What does the Holy Ghost do? It gives you power. Acts 1 and 8, you'll find it there. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Yeah, yeah. See, the disciples were good people. They walked with Jesus, saw the miracles, but they didn't have no power. Jesus had all the power. They didn't have any power. Prove it to you. There was a man who brought his son to him, and he would throw himself into the fire, into the water. He was a lunatic son. He was crazy. They brought him to disciples and said, my son has a demon in him. Cast him out. They couldn't cast him out. They could not cast him out. But now, before they went to the upper room, when Jesus died and was buried and rose, he appeared during the 40 days before he went back to heaven to be with the Father. He appeared to the disciples. They were in a room, and all of a sudden Jesus appeared in the room. He came through the door, the wall, wherever he came, but he was right there in the room. And then he began to teach them what they should do. And he told them to go to the upper room and stay there, and ye shall be endued with power, overcome with power, completely covered with power. And they did that, and Peter and John were the disciples, part of the disciples. They were there, and they got filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, in the third chapter of Acts, now remember I told you that they could not cast out the demon out of that lunatic boy, but in the third chapter of Acts, they were at the temple called Beautiful, and there was a man there begging for money, for alms, and he looked at Peter and John and begged for money, and they said, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, give I unto thee, give we to thee. And they said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And these are the same boys who could not cast the demon out of the lunatic boy who was crazy, and he was lunatic. But here now they are at the temple saying, rise up and walk in faith. And all of a sudden the man jumped up and walked in with them into the temple. They had power now. That was the difference. They had the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost comes to give you power. And then it comes to teach you all things. Yeah. But see, it cannot teach you nothing if you won't open up and receive. The Holy Ghost will not push his way and teach you anything. You got to be willing to learn. But it will teach you all things. And then it will remind you. Yeah, it comes to remind you. Amen. And then the Holy Ghost will use people to remind you too, who have the Holy Ghost. I had somebody say to me on yesterday, I believe it was Ambassador Hagen. She said, Chief, you know, we didn't do the all-night prayer, which was supposed to be last night, the last Wednesday. I didn't realize it was the last Wednesday. But what we'll do next Wednesday, I want to call the all-night shut-in, the all-night prayer, the all-night shut-in for next Wednesday. And we'll get many of you who will take portions of that night. I'll work on that a little later. But now it comes to remind you of all things. So what does the Holy Ghost do? It gives you power. It teaches you if you're willing to be taught. And then it will remind you of everything that Jesus has said in his word. Amen. All right. Now, let me go here. When are you eligible to receive the Holy Ghost? As soon as you get saved, if you got your heart right, if you have given up everything and cleaned up your temple, you're ready to receive the Holy Ghost. I've seen people get it as soon as they get saved. Amen. Good people living for the Lord had never received the Holy Ghost, but they've got it. And you know, I want to commend different denominations now. I want to commend the Baptists and commend the Methodists, commend the Lutheran, and I want to commend the Apostolics and commend all of the Presbyterians and even the Catholics. Because the Holy Ghost is not just hemmed into one denomination. I'm telling you, people from all denominations now are receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I tell you, you go to Baptist churches, and my God, they praising God like you never seen them praise God before. They shouting, and the Holy Ghost is falling everywhere. I tell you, it's something. As soon as the shout music starts, I tell you, they're gone shouting everywhere. It's something. God is using them. And they got the Holy Ghost, and the apostolics got the Holy Ghost for years, and they go on with it. I tell you something. And the Lutherans now are getting the Holy Ghost. And the Presbyterians are getting the Holy Ghost. I tell you, it's so different now. The Catholics are having Holy Ghost services. It's something. And sometimes the Catholics are tarrying for the Holy Ghost. See, you can't say the Holy Ghost is just right over here in one corner anymore. No. Everybody of all different denominations are receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's wonderful. So as soon as you accept Jesus Christ and you clean up your act, you are eligible to get the Holy Ghost. How do you receive it? Well, you got to know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You clean up your act. You clean up your body. You clean up your life. You abstain from all appearance of evil. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:22-23. 23 says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. See, people used to say sanctified was a denomination. It's not a denomination. Being sanctified is really a way of life, the way you live. And then it says, and I pray God your whole spirit and your soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you get it cleaned up, amen, the Holy Ghost, Mother Turpentine used to say, you can't keep the Holy Ghost out with the code 45. He will come in. You can be ironing your clothes. He'll come in. You can just be sitting, talking on the phone to one of the saints and talking about Jesus. You ain't never received it. Keep on talking about Jesus, talking about how he blessed you today, how he helped you today, how he made a way for your day. And, oh, my God, I wouldn't trade the Lord for nothing in the world. Thank you, Jesus. And before you know it, the Holy Ghost will fall on you if you really want the Holy Ghost. You can be ironing your clothes. Some of the old saints used to be ironing. They told me that they used to be ironing their clothes, and somebody got the Holy Ghost just ironing clothes because the iron seemed like it was saying, thank you, Jesus. As they would just press, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you. They fool around and iron that whole shirt, iron those pants, thanking Jesus like that. Before they knew it, boom, the Holy Ghost came on them. They began to praise God uncontrollably, and even they began to speak in tongues. Now, I dealt with those tongues yesterday. You don't have to be afraid of that. You know, the Holy Ghost is the third person of the Trinity. He's a person just like you. What makes a person? Characteristics? Why? You can walk, you can talk, you can see, you can hear. That makes you a person. Don't be selfish and think that the Holy Ghost, which is the third person of the Trinity, can't walk, can't talk, can't see, can't hear, just like you can talk, just like I'm talking right now. The Holy Ghost was with God and Jesus when they created the whole wide world. They created all the tongues. They created all the languages. So he can speak in every language because he was with God and Jesus was there too when they created. And if you look at the word, it will tell you that they are all three in one. So they were created everything. They created tongues too. So don't get afraid of anything God created because everything he created is good. It's good. If you can speak, let him speak. He can speak, but he's not going to try to force us a way to speak to you. You got to want him to speak. And many times he'll start in your belly. You get so full in your belly, you can't hardly hold it. And out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. See, it flows out of your belly. Rivers of living water. The Holy Ghost will come up out of you and start speaking if you let him speak. He wants to speak. But if it's past your intellect and your intellect, you think you're so smart and you just understand things in this world, the reason why you can't understand it is that the Holy Ghost is not really of this world. It's not of this world. The Holy Ghost comes from heaven. And see, that's why some of y'all get mixed up. You say, well, I don't understand them tongues. Well, where are you from? Georgia, Alabama, Texas, Kansas? Well, I mean, you just understand. Some of y'all ain't never been out of your own state. Why would you understand folks up there in Australia? Why would you understand people over there in Africa? Why would you understand people in India? The Holy Ghost ain't even from Africa, India. He ain't from Georgia, Alabama. He's from heaven. How could you understand him? He'll have to teach you what he's saying, because his language is totally different from your language. It's a heavenly language. And when you understand that and try to stop understanding the Holy Ghost with your own intellect, then you'll be able to understand him if you move into the spirit realm. That's where you can find the Holy Ghost, in the spirit realm. See, the only way I can teach you about the Holy Ghost, the things that I'm teaching you that are deep, I understand these things are deep, but he unravels them and makes them very plain to you. How can that happen? Because I sought the Holy Ghost about how he is and what he will do and how you get him and all that. I sought him, and he explained this to me. I can never have enough intellect to understand this stuff. But I seek him in the spirit realm. How did you get it, Dr. Johnson? I went to him and said, God, I don't know nothing. I can't do nothing. I ain't nothing. I ain't going to be nothing except to you. And if you'll help me to understand you, I'll tell the people about you. And God, through the Holy Ghost, began to reveal these things unto me. And all I ask, if you will, just don't plagiarize me. Yeah. Don't plagiarize me. All right? But the Holy Ghost is real, and you can receive him if you clean up that temple. And I dealt with all the things. See, some of y'all got some habits, and those habits will inhibit you from getting the Holy Ghost. You say, I can't get him without. No, clean up your temple. Get rid of all that. When you get rid of all that stuff, he's ready to come in. Why? Because the Holy Ghost will not dwell in an unclean temple. He wants your temple cleaned up. See, you say, well, what about, I just got a little habit of smoking. Can I get the Holy Ghost? Well, let me ask you something. The way you many times will understand things is that you put yourself in their place. And I don't mean it's sacrilegious, but put yourself in the Holy Ghost place. If you're going to dwell in somebody's house, which is their temple, the Bible says the temple, the Holy Ghost, the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Would you want to come in the house and smoke is everywhere like it's on fire? I know. I'd be getting out of there, trying to run, get out of there, because, you know, fire spreads quickly. I wouldn't want to be in there if it was like on fire, smoke everywhere. So I would say to you, use your common sense. You say, well, I just got a little habit of drinking. Can I get in inside of me with my little habit of drinking? Well, the Holy Ghost is a spirit. I said the Holy Ghost is a spirit. It's the spirit of Christ. Now, you got to understand that God is a jealous God. He ain't going to have no other gods before him. Now, let me deal with your intellect. Why would the Holy Ghost want to come in your temple, your house, if you already got other spirits in your house? He's a jealous God. He's not gonna try to compete with any other spirit. And you already got spirits up in there. You got Johnny Walker Red, and I don't know, all the bourbon, and you got some scotch and or whatever it may be. You got some all kind of wine spirits and everything else. You got everything up in there. Drinking spirits up in there. Whatever you can call. Some of y'all know them names pretty well, but I'm trying to pull him out. But he's not going to compete with any other spirits. Clean up your temple if you want the Holy Ghost. And he will come in to your life. You got a lying demon up in there. Get him out of there. Some people got one of them habitual lying demons. I mean, every time you open your mouth, seems like it's a lie. See, you want to get that lying demon out of there. He's not going to live in there with a lie. See, the Holy Ghost will drive him out. If you clean him up, clean up your temple and get him out before the Holy Ghost comes in there, then I'm telling you, he will come in. But let me correct that. The Holy Ghost, after you get him in there and the devil tries to come back in and try to make you adopt the lying demon, the Holy Ghost will boot that out. He'll block it. Yeah, if you just let him, he'll block all that. But clean up your temple before he comes in. He will come in. Amen. He wants to come in and dwell in you. That young man who's on the line, Elder Coates, your grandson, we hope we've helped you a whole lot and answered those questions for you. Now, in the old days, in the Bible tells us that the disciples went up to the upper room and tarried for the Holy Ghost. And some people want to debate, now, do you tarry for the Holy Ghost nowadays, or when he come on in? See, that tells me right there that you ain't too ready to receive the Holy Ghost. Why? Because you're letting the eccentricities of this world, the little small things of this world that plague people, you're letting that control your life. I don't care if I have to tarry or whatever I have to do. I want the Holy Ghost to dwell inside of me, so I ain't going to worry about do I have to wait or not. See, if it takes me all my life, which it won't, I would want the Holy Ghost. But why would you want to know how long it's going to take? If you really want the Holy Ghost, all you want, Holy Ghost, I want you. And before you know it, he'll come in. But if you approach him, well, I ain't got but 20 minutes. I ain't got but an hour. You're not going to receive the Holy Ghost because you have let something be above him already. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Well, what other gods do I have? Well, you just put time before him. And when you put time and make that a God more important than the Holy Ghost, he's not going to come in. Yeah, see, you have to make him first. You have to make God first. Make him more important than anything. You ain't going there talking about how long it's going to take him. I mean, you ain't going to get nothing from the Lord. You don't put nothing above him. When you come to receive the Holy Ghost, you say, Lord, here I am. I want you more. I want the Holy Ghost more than anything in the whole wide world. Lord, I've cleaned up my temple. I'm here, Lord, to receive the Holy Ghost. And let me tell you, when you get to that point where he's more important than anything in your whole life, then you position yourself then to receive him in your life. Let me tell you, you can be in your car and receive the Holy Ghost. You can be in a car. You can be in your you can be on the train. You can be on the plane and get the Holy Ghost. Yeah. You can be anywhere and get the Holy Ghost. Because when you clean up your temple, he's ready to come in. He's come in your life and make you brand new. And see, everything starts around you. It won't bother you as badly because the Holy Ghost is going to be handling it. See, the battle is not yours. It becomes the Lord's. Amen. And he will change things for you. He'll fix things for you. He'll make you more than a conqueror. You can do all things in Christ that strengthens you. And the Holy Ghost will strengthen you. You know, he'll give you power and strength to cast out demons, to cast out devils. And let me say this last thing to you. I want to say this to you. If you don't know anything about the Holy Ghost, if you really got questions about the Holy Ghost, hopefully, I'm trying to say don't talk about the Holy Ghost in a negative way. It's not good. It's a death penalty to really come against the Holy Ghost. So if you don't know anything about the Holy Ghost, leave the Holy Ghost alone. Don't try to disgrace him and try to turn people against him and all that. Don't do it, because there are scriptures that tell you that you're not forgiven for blaspheming. In other words, completely coming against the Holy Ghost, trying to lie on him, trying to turn people against him, and even making fun. Y'all can say what you want to say, but people who make fun of the Holy Ghost, watch their life. I've seen it on TV. We've got movies where people make fun of the Holy Ghost, make fun of the saints, shouting everywhere and then speaking in tongues, sha-da-da-da-da, all that kind of stuff. Watch their life. Watch their lifespan. Every one of them that I've watched, after that, if you give them a few years, and somehow they've lost it. I knew a pastor in Dallas, a great, great pastor. He had a huge church, but he started getting up, making fun of the Holy Ghost. Them Holy Ghost going, ta-ta-ta-ta, na-na-na-na, hold your ta-ta-ta, ma-na-cha. He kept on making fun of the Holy Ghost. Guess what? He died before his time. He died. And people who make fun of the Holy Ghost, you got to be careful. don't even get around them. Evil men, don't even be around them, because destruction will come to them. If you've got friends who don't know about the Holy Ghost, don't let them make fun. Tell them, don't make fun of the Holy Ghost. Don't do it, because the Bible says that that's blasphemy. And there's a sin that will not be forgiven, not in this world or the world to come, and that's the sin of blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. Just desire the Holy Ghost to be in your life. But if you don't know about him, and you're from this denomination that makes fun of him, don't do it. You're going to kill yourself. You'll cut your life short. Don't make fun of the Holy Ghost. You want the Holy Ghost in your life, because the Word of God says that that will not be forgiven, not in this world or the world to come. God bless you. I love you so much. I'm out of time today. And let me just pray for you as I go. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that people seek the baptism of the Holy Ghost everywhere, even as they go wherever they go today, to work today, or wherever they are. I pray that somebody receives the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. I pray that you would keep this message on their hearts, and that they would go and get along somewhere and ask God to fill them with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Good people are everywhere, Lord, and I'm asking these good people who really want you in their lives on another level to seek you on that new level in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I pray that you bind the enemy who comes to try to take out everything that they've been taught and trained. Instead, I pray that you let it become just great, great joy in their lives, in their life, and hope in their life, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it. Thank you for the peace that the Holy Ghost brings and the power that they shall receive after the Holy Ghost has come upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Thank God. Amen. I'm going to give you some instructions. I want to ask you to get along with the Lord today sometime, on your lunch break or somewhere. Get along with the Lord. And when you get along with him, ask him for the Holy Ghost. He will give you some instructions. And try to clean up your temple and come before the Lord with consecration. Amen. I want to also give you these instructions. Sometimes you have to turn your plate down just to demonstrate to God that he's more important, and that you want the Holy Ghost more than anything in the whole wide world. He's more important than your food. He's more important than anything to you. So I suggest that you would fast. What is fasting? That is simply showing God that he's more important than you. That you give up your food. Those who never fasted before, I suggest that you go from 12 midnight. Don't eat anything after 12 midnight, and go maybe to 12 o'clock in the afternoon without food or water. So go from 12 midnight to 12 in the afternoon. If you go to bed at 10, that's 12 midnight, whatever. But don't eat anything when you get up and go to 12 o'clock. Amen. For those who have been fasting, then go to 3 o'clock at least. Well, some of y'all can go on to 3 day and 3 nights.
Praise the Lord. We just want to thank all of you for joining us today. And wow, what a powerful message concerning the Holy Ghost. Why not contact us and let us know how these programs are being a blessing to you? We can be reached simply by going to the email, ladyhagen@yahoo.com. ladyhagen@yahoo.com. Once again, ladyhagen@yahoo.com. until we meet again tomorrow, stay blessed. Now we will return to the broadcast.
And you'll be happy, so happy that you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God bless you. I'm through this morning, and we love you so much. Don't have any time for any comments or anything like that. But let me pray a prayer for those who have desperate situations. The Holy Ghost knows all about it. Heavenly Father, I thank you for those unspoken requests this morning. People who are in trouble. Trouble knocks on all of my doors. God, those who are in trouble right now, soothe their aching hearts. Fix it for them. Lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. And Lord, I'm asking you to look on the Master Dr. Stern, wherever she is. I pray that you would solve every problem for her. Help her brother, heal her brother, in the name of Jesus. And God, look on every ambassador and every ambassador elect. Oh, God, give grace and peace and give power in the name of Jesus. Look on every person, Lord, on this line who has a desperate prayer request. You're going through desperate situations. God, touch them. Help them through the storm. Help them to know that everything will be all right. If they got people coming today to examine this or examine that, fix it, Lord. Oh, if they got a financial crunch, fix it, Lord. I pray that you open up the heavens and pour out a blessing they don't have room to receive. Shake that chunk tree up in heaven and send chunks of financial blessings down to them. In the name of Jesus. If they're sick, oh God, fix them. Fix it, Lord. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you would lift that heavy burden of sickness, lighten that heavy load, give them peace in their storm, and healing virtue flow all around them, I pray. Oh God, thank you for what you're doing. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost on this line. And Holy Ghost, I'm loved teaching about you this morning. I hope you were pleased. I need you to show up and show out and show them who you are. Amen. That you have power to heal. That you have power to save. And you have power to baptize. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In the closing moment here, if you have never been saved and you want to be in line to receive the Holy Ghost, pray this prayer with me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray it out loud if you can. Our Father. Pray that out loud. Our Father, who art in heaven.
Who art in heaven.
Thank you for saving me.
Thank you for saving me.
Oh, God, for this last hour. Oh, thank you for saving me.
Hour?
God, I repent of all my sins.
Lord, I repent of all my sins.
I'm opening my heart to you, Jesus.
I open my heart to you, Jesus.
I'm asking you to come into my heart.
I'm asking you to come into my heart.
Oh, God, save me right now.
God, save me right now.
Clean me up.
Lift me up, Lord.
Come into my heart and live inside of me. Thank you for hearing my prayer.
Thank you for hearing my prayer. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for saving me.
Thank you for saving me in the name of Jesus. Thank
now, Lord, help me from this day forward.
Now, Lord, help me from this day forward.
I want the Holy Ghost.
I want the Holy Ghost.
Help me to clean up my temple.
Help me to clean up my temple.
Give up every habit.
Give up every habit.
And anything that would offend the Holy Ghost.
Anything that would offend the Holy Ghost.
And keep the Holy Ghost from dwelling inside of me.
Keep the Holy Ghost from dwelling inside of me.
Oh, God, I surrender my whole life to you.
God, I surrender my whole life to you.
And I thank you.
I thank you.
For hearing my prayer.
In my prayer.
Thank God. Amen and amen. I want you to follow the instructions of consecrating yourself. If you want to fast, I think that would be great. But get in your word and start reading the word. Start with the book of John. Well, that's a wonderful book to start reading. And you'll see how Jesus was baptized and how he died, and the Father sent back the Holy Ghost. Paul, let me do like Paul did. Paul went to the disciples at Ephesus and asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They said, we haven't even heard that there be any Holy Ghost. And he began to teach them about the Holy Ghost, perhaps somewhat like I've taught you today about the Holy Ghost. And when they were taught about the Holy Ghost, then Paul laid hands on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost fell upon them. Oh, I've been teaching you about the Holy Ghost. And in the spirit realm, because the Holy Ghost is a spirit. Yeah, God is a spirit. Jesus is a spirit. In the spirit realm, God is everywhere. And Jesus is everywhere. And the Holy Ghost can be everywhere. And in the spirit realm, Lord, I'm asking you to lay your hands on their heads and speak these words. Receive ye the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, thank you. I want you today, as you seek him, don't be afraid to let him speak to you. He didn't come to offend you. Don't approach him with your own intellect. I don't care what your IQ is. It's not on the level of God. God will move through you, but you don't try to IQ the Holy Ghost. Just let him come and let him do what he wants to do. And if you will, you'll notice that he'll fill you completely with his presence, with his power. But you can't IQ him. You can't try to decipher him by your intellect. That will not work. You have to let him come in the way he wants to come in. In other words, I'm saying to you, that you can't limit him to how you understand him. Just say, Lord, I open my heart, my whole life up to you. I want the Holy Ghost. Fill me, Lord. And whatever he wants to do or however he wants to come in, let him come in. Amen. If he wants to speak, don't be afraid of that. Let him speak. Oh, my God. Let him speak through you. And he'll fill you. Don't be afraid of him. He comes to bring you to a new level in Jesus Christ. All right? Love you, and may you have a wonderful day. All right? God bless you. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson, and want to thank God for all of you. All of you ambassadors, ambassadors elect, God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Every one of you on the prayer line, have a wonderful day. Remember, your prayer line tonight at 7 o'clock. Amen. You just dial the same number and you'll be connected to the youth prayer line. All right, with Ambassador Gina Hodges. God bless you. Don't forget the blog line. We thank him 1,000 times. If you really want a miracle, that's what you do also. Not only go on the youth prayer line, but join us on the blog line, because we have a platform that thanks him 1,000 times. And then we get up and walk through our houses, thanking him 1,000 times. And we also feed the blood of Jesus. So if you want your home consecrated, really consecrated, get on the blog line with us. If you want to receive the Holy Ghost, get on the blog line and thank him 1,000 times with us. All right? God bless you. Let me give you that number for the blog line. It's different from the one you call today. You just call the one today and get on the youth prayer line. All right? God bless you. Didn't have time to talk about the convention, but remember, June 11th through the 14th, we're going to be in Jacksonville, Arkansas. And once you're there, let the Holy Ghost lead you whether or not you need to be there. If you get the Holy Ghost, he'll sure lead you what to do. And we're going to be at the Wingate Hotel. That's where we'll be staying there in North Little Rock, the Wingate Hotel in North Little Rock. And the convention and conference is at the Evangelistic Ministries in Jacksonville, Arkansas. That's about 10 miles from Little Rock, at the Evangelistic Ministries Church. And we'll have a great time there. And thank you, Mr. Bowden. Thank you, Dr. Cynthia Bowden. And we're on our way. God bless all of y'all. Have a wonderful day. And we'll be back tomorrow. If the Lord says the same, if the Holy Ghost says the same. And let's see what we'll talk about tomorrow. Maybe I might talk about the Holy Ghost. Bring your loved ones, those who really need to be hear about the Holy Ghost. Bring them on the line. You got friends who are beautiful friends, but they don't have the Holy Ghost. And you know they don't have the Holy Ghost. Get them on this line so they can hear about the Holy Ghost. And they can be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I'm out.
Thank you for your prayers.
God bless you.
My mom's luggage is en route to her.
Who am I speaking to?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, who am I speaking to?
Thank you, saints.
Yeah, do you hear me? Who am I speaking to?
This is Ambassador-elect Bernita.
Oh, God did that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he did.
He did it. He did it again.
Is she shouting? Is she happy?
I didn't get a chance to speak to her, but I talked to someone that's with her because she was unavailable.
Uh-huh.
She was on the phone, and so I had to talk to her roommate, but she is getting her luggage.
I'm going to allow you to get that testimony again tomorrow so it will help somebody else.
Oh, okay.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. God bless.